Proclamation number 6212 of 14th of March, 1955. The gospel is to be spread in the whole world. My gospel shall be spread to all nations. The work of the divine Redeemer shall be proclaimed to all, and everyone shall be pointed to his teaching of love so that they will follow him by also living a life of love as he did on earth. And all of you can contribute to the spreading of this divine message that there is redemption from sin and death. For as soon as you yourselves stand up for Jesus Christ, as soon as you prove yourselves to be true Christians, you already bear witness to Jesus' act of salvation, which has already brought about your redemption, because your way of life is now in accordance with the will of Him whom you confess. Because you are alive and no longer a slave to sin and death. Speeches alone do not reveal a living Christianity, but a person's conduct reveals which Lord he has joined. When I walked on earth, I sent my disciples out into the world. I gave them the command, go and teach all nations. But at the same time I said, wherever they do not receive you after you have given them the greeting of peace, there shake off the dust from your feet and go on walking. For you should not throw the pearls to the sows. And you would preach my gospel to deaf ears if you wanted to speak everywhere despite rejection and counteraction, for there my adversary still has power over people which he uses to withhold the truth from them. But anyone who is permeated by my Spirit will always and everywhere proclaim me in my name. For the Spirit within him impels him to offer his fellow human beings the same which makes him happy, and therefore he will not remain silent wherever he is heard. And living Christianity will also always have a stimulating effect on fellow human beings so that they themselves will feel the strength of the one who is represented before the world. So that they, too, will feel drawn to the Redeemer and desire to be accepted by him as well. My gospel shall be proclaimed to all people. Yet you alone cannot fulfill this task. I myself must guide it to places where it would be impossible for you if you wanted to take over the proclamation of my word alone. And this transmission also takes place through messengers of light who are embodied on earth for the purpose of this very mission in order to proclaim me in my act of salvation to people so that they will also attain beatitude. These messengers of light are also my disciples whom I send out into the world, for they, too, have received my teaching of love from me and can therefore faithfully teach on my behalf according to the people's state of maturity in their environment. And the fact that I can convey my word, the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation and the knowledge of my teaching of love to people in direct speech is something you, who have been taught by me yourselves and are still being taught, will now not doubt either. My Spirit works always and everywhere. And if my kingdom were only built on the few pillars, truly the gospel could not be proclaimed in the whole world and my word could not be fulfilled for eternity. But you humans cannot overlook and measure my rule and activity on earth and in the spiritual kingdom. But all my creatures are cared for by me out of full love and every opportunity is made available to them to acquire eternal life. I approach all people and knock at their heart's door. I convey my word everywhere, albeit often in different ways. But I make sure that all people receive knowledge of what Jesus Christ has done for sinful humanity. I make sure that everyone is informed of my will to fulfill the commandments of love. And where this will of mine is observed, there my light of love can also radiate profound knowledge, there my gospel is heard which bears witness to me. Amen.